They were just a rock and roll band out of Boston on a rock and roll radio station out of southeast Wisconsin, known as your radio friend. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and it is 12 minutes until 11 o'clock on your Thank God It's Friday morning. And your radio friend is going to be broadcasting live tomorrow morning at the Out of Sight Kite Flight that is actually going to be running tomorrow and Sunday, which is brought to you in part by the Gift of Wings, the Kite Society of Wisconsin, Illinois, and of course your radio friend, WRJN. It's at Kenosha's Kennedy Park starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And the man that is in charge of the entire operation from the Gift of Wings joins us now on Community Conversations. We want to welcome back to our radio airwaves, Mr. Scott Fisher. Good morning, Scott.
Oh, what an introduction, Glenn. Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing great. We just finished up with a performance over at K-Tech West here in Kenosha. Connor Doran from America's Got Talent just put on quite a show and really revved up the crowd. It was fantastic.
What did he do?
Well, Connor Doran on America's Got Talent flies indoor kites. And he came in 12th out of 90,000 contestants. And so now he tours the country flying kites indoors and gives a great speech on anti-bullying and overcoming adversity. Connor Doran has epilepsy, and he used kite flying to relieve his stress and make him feel better.
Wow, isn't that something? How do you fly a kite indoors?
Well, it's like dancing. You're walking slowly, and just your motion creates enough resistance on the kite that it'll fly. A kite like this weighs about 2 ounces, so it's a very lightweight kite. And he walks around the gym, and the kite just sort of follows him, and he makes it do tricks.
How does he do outside with the kite?
He does great. He's got a different kite for outdoors. But outdoors this weekend at the Out of Sight Kite Flight, he is going to fly a stack of 6 of these kites. And each of these kites are 12 feet wide. So it's going to be quite a performance. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be quite an event. There's going to be kite stunt teams, giant novelty kites. There's kids kite making, and there's going to be food vendors. And what kind of food can we plan on seeing? I'm a big guy on the food.
Well, we're going to see some great, juicy Johnsonville brats. We're going to see Chicago Red Hot Dogs, Palermo's Pizza. And then, of course, we're going to have Pepsi products, and we're going to be selling kites besides. So it's going to be a great weekend for food and kites as well.
Any adult beverages going to be served?
No, we're not going to do that, but we do have a contest for adults. And what we're going to do, Glenn, and you might want to get in on this, is we're going to try to drop brats on a parachute from about 200 or 300 feet. So we call it the Johnsonville Brat Drop. And that's going to be very exciting.
Well, wait. I'm trying to picture this. Okay, so you're going to drop brats on a parachute or a kite?
No. Picture a brat wrapped in a plastic bag tied to a parachute, and it goes up on a kite, and we have this really cool remote control thing, and it releases the brat, and it floats down to the earth, and we have about 100 crazed adults who will go out and try to get that brat.
In their mouths?
No, they just grab it. Then they put it in their mouth.
I think it would make it much more interesting and up the ante if the contest was to catch the brat coming down in the parachute in your mouth.
How exciting would that be? That's a great idea.
You know, some people might end up choking, though. That might be a problem. And instead of being on America's Got Talent, we might be on America's Most Wanted. And that would not be a good thing.
Exactly.
He is Scott Fisher. He is with the Gift of Wings. We got the big Out of Sight Kite Flight tomorrow and Sunday at Kennedy Park on Kenosha's gorgeous lakefront. Please explain to the beautiful human, Scott, exactly what Gift of Wings is.
Well, Gift of Wings is a kite store in Milwaukee. There's actually 3 stores. There's one in downtown Milwaukee by the Art Museum. Gift of Wings also has a store, the historic Greendale Village. I think a lot of folks are familiar with that, great little village. And then they have a store, a kite store, in Franklin on Highway 100 and Loomis Road. And Gift of Wings sells kites and ice cream.
Well, that's a good combination. That's a great combination.
It is.
Really. Yeah.
It is. Because with ice cream and kites, you always have fun.
Do you have any flavors of the ice cream named after kites?
You know, I think Superman, because we do have a Superman kite.
I don't think that counts. Let's figure out a new flavor that could literally have either Gift of Wings in the ice cream name or kite.
We could have Delta Delight.
How about Butter Bakite?
Butter Bakite.
Butter Bakite.
That would be good.
All right, work on that.
Or Straw Kite.
Nah, I like Butter Bakite.
Nah, Butter Bakite is
no, it's a brainstorming. See, the thing about brainstorming, Scott, is you don't reject ideas out of hand. So I repent. Right. I just rejected your Straw Kite. Banana Kite Split? No, Banana Split Kite?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Here, I got it. Ready? I got it. Here it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
Cookies and Kite.
Cookies and Kites. I love it.
That's it. So now this is like one of the most amazing spectacles, number one, for the summer, and an incredible family event. I mean, people are always looking for great things to do with their kids. Explain to the folks exactly why this is so beneficial to bring your children to this thing.
Well, first of all, it's a free event with free parking, and it's a fun family event. You know, you can go to all these little fairs and church festivals and things, which are nice, but here you can go out into a nice open-air park, put your kite in the air, and just have a relaxing afternoon. I mean, it's just a great thing for families to do. And it's free.
And you know what they say? If it's free, it's for me.
That's right. And for me.
So you explained before why or how Connor helped overcome his epilepsy with flight kiting. What is the research indicated about the psychological benefits of being out and participating in flight or a kite flying?
Well, it's one of those things, I don't know about psychological, but it's one of those things that is calming. It's a soothing thing, you know, where you're out in the open air and the fresh air and it feels good. You've got a kite in the air, and I think everybody's fascinated with things that fly. So in Connor's case, what happened was he took up kite flying and found it to be very relaxing. And when he did that, he found that he didn't have as many seizures from the epilepsy.
Isn't that something?
It really was something. And he got so good at it, he said to his mother one day, "I want to be on America's Got Talent." And his mother agreed, and they sent in an audition tape. And much to their surprise, about 2 weeks later, they got a letter from America's Got Talent that said, "We want you to come to Portland in 3 days and audition."
Wow. Well,
and out of 90,000 people, Glenn, he came in 12th.
That's amazing. Well, we want you to come and meet Connor and to meet Scott Fisher and come to the Out of Sight Kite Flight. Sweet Lou Turner will be there broadcasting on WRJ, and it's tomorrow and Sunday from 10 until 5. Thanks a lot, Scott, and I look forward to meeting you in person tomorrow.
Thank you, Glenn, and go fly a kite, and don't forget the grand launch of 500 kites will take place right at noon.
And I really think you should have the bra drop into people's mouths.
You know, we'll work it. In fact, you're going to be there tomorrow, so we can coordinate that with you.
Are you saying that I should be the first brat guinea pig?
Yes. I mean, good ideas should be rewarded, right?
Do you have protective headwear?
I'll bring a helmet for you.
Well, you know what they say about life, right? It's tough. Wear a helmet.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Glenn.
There you go. Scott Fisher of the Gift of Wings. It's the WRJN Out of Kite Sight Flight tomorrow at Kennedy Park in Kenosha. And I want all my peeps from my hometown of Chicago to show up. Leading up to news time, here comes the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town.